Now, the wife in this situation had watched some abuse and someone tried to take away the authority, either of herself or her mother, whatever, from a very controlling person, a controlling spouse. And they had made kind of a vow, no one's ever going to take my kids away from me. No one's ever going to take away from me the right to raise my kids. Now, both these people love God. Both these people have pretty much going for them. And then there's a clashing. Because without it, there's discord being sown into the marriage. Why? Because this hurt place in this father or in this husband, when there's kids, his hurt is to prove that he's a better father. Now, the hurt place in the wife is to make sure nobody takes away her right to raise her kids like she's seen. Now, can you kind of see what could happen? She gets overprotective about the kids and won't submit to his godly authority, but she's recognizing probably it's not godly, and he's taking an inner vow that he's going to raise the perfect kids and he's not going to let anybody stop him. And pretty soon we have this mess of two people not communicating. Why? Because there's contention. There's striving going on because they have a different interest or a different opinion. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's kind of a good teaching would be the script, the one we did about the script. They have different scripts they're writing and they're not trying to hurt each other, but they're both having to be the director, and whoever seems to have the more closed down, no see no evil, speak no evil, you know, that person will let the other one direct while they get full of rage and anger. And then it all blows up and nobody really knows what happened. And even if they went on TV to this person who makes $40 million without the Holy Spirit revealing these things because of ears to hear and eyes to see, there'd be no real solution. There might be some Band-Aids or whatever. And I'm not saying this person makes 40, doesn't have eyes. I don't know. Well, maybe I do, but it's not for me to judge. That's between them and God. All right. To clash also can be to strike. So that is a spirit of discord where there's actual violence, to bring with force. Okay? It also has debating on it. The problem with this is many times when there's discord being sown, the other person doesn't even realize what interest they're trying to protect. You know, what is the interest that you're trying to protect? Maybe deep down you're afraid that you're going to be asked to leave somewhere you don't want to leave. So maybe if you hear about somebody being asked to leave, then that thing in you is stirred up. And so then you begin to debate when it has nothing to do with you. But all of a sudden it does. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? These are kind of hard. If you get it, you'll know. It's like there's something that seems like an argument or striving breaking out when it wasn't even anything about you. Or it wasn't even supposed to be about you. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is a spirit. Okay? It's a spirit that's going to trigger your fears. It's going to trigger your opinions. And then what was really supposed to be going on? Maybe somebody's asking you something just for support. They're not trying to get you to debate them and tell or make them second guess what God has shown them. Or, maybe they just really are just wanting to talk something out. But you jump in there with discord. Then again, there could just be a divisive spirit in someone from their past. Now, the whole thing about divisive spirit is it goes in to separate. So there's a devil that wants to separate. It wants to separate people from the ministry. It wants to separate marriages. It wants to separate parents from their kids. It wants to separate friends from friends. There's actually a demon that wants to separate. What we want to do is we want everything out of our hearts that the enemy is using from our hurts and our past that try to separate other people so the Holy Spirit can be the voice we're listening to. Okay? Now remember, God can really give godly counsel, and he has his word that says with this, this, and this. So this isn't about second guessing what God is doing in someone else's life. It's about looking for the fruit and seeing what's going on. And that's why, you know, it's about getting this out of your heart, okay? So whenever I'm preaching something, if the first thing that pops into your head is how this is somebody else, you're already missing it. You're absolutely, positively missing it. You got all these other demons you need to deal with. God's going to convict you about you. He's not going to convict you about me. If I've done this and it's caused any division, I will be led of the Holy Spirit to make it right. Not by a judgmental, self-righteous spirit trying to blame somebody for stuff God wants to deal with them about or her or whatever. Do you understand what I'm saying? The thing is, I want every teeny, tiny, itsy, bitsy dot of anything that Satan's planted in my heart out. Because I do have a reverent fear of the Lord. And I do want to minister his will, not my opinion. I don't want an opinion. I do want to be led of his Spirit to help people in every situation. I want to hear what he wants me to hear. And God knows that we're walking through this and we're not perfect. But God looks, he really does, truthfully, see the heart. And if your heart isn't, if your heart is seeking God, he will take care of your mess as you're in his will. Otherwise, no one could minister to anyone. The key to any of this is getting free yourself. And whatever in you tells you it's about somebody else, you're missing it. I'm just telling you. You won't get anywhere seeing everybody else's stuff. They're here. The Holy Spirit's here. Let him show them. Does everybody know what I'm talking about? That's like the beginning point of freedom. See, when the Lord shows me this for someone else, as mature as some people would say that I am in God, and I am pretty mature in God in some ways, the first thing I still do is say, is some of that in me? I was talking a minute, I'm training up a few of the people here before this meeting to help them to begin to really be able to minister in the groups and do some things. And as I'm seeing these things in them, we're talking, they're seeing it, I'm like, oh, I think this might be me. Oh, Lord, let me go get this out of my heart. There's a freedom in getting free. There's no freedom in just looking at everybody else. Get the log out of your eye. And then you can touch the splinters. Big old log. Okay. So I think those are the main things that we want to pray. It's time to get to the altar call on this. And something you can look at. If you have a divisive spirit, then that's going to come right into your marriage. And it's a demon. Get it? It's not about people. There's a demon that's already trying to separate your marriage before you say, I do. And you just stop for a minute. Really look. Is there anything that you ever tried to separate something? If you ever, there's so many ways to get a divisive spirit. If you ever were jealous and you tried to get somebody else out of the picture. If you ever flirted with or went beyond that somebody else's spouse or somebody else's boyfriend or girlfriend, then you went in there with an intention to divide. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of places where this thing could get in. If you ever went into an office or a job and automatically thought how you could do it better and you begin to get in there to try to bring division instead of having God be in charge, okay? I'm just giving you some ideas to open you up to how a divisive spirit could get in. This thing is everywhere. If you've been in a church and you were part of really getting in there and spreading discord to divide a church, But this is an actual demon who has an assignment to bring division. Divide a mother from her child. Divide a father from his wife. Divide, you know, it's a divisive devil. If you've ever gone after anybody's boyfriend, anybody's girlfriend, another just friendship, if there's the thing we talked about having to be the favorite and the jealous spirit and all the stuff we've been talking about, so many of these things are all bound up together. You know what I'm saying? And so the different tapes help throw them out. But what I do when God shows me something that's still operating either in my heart or someone else's heart or whatever, and it comes to the surface, I just like to get it out there so we know we did that. We get the tape for it for other people who want it, okay? So let's get ready to do an altar call with this